Hey guys, this is Parker with the Catholicism in the Car podcast. I just want to offer some reflections really quick on this whole issue of human nature and the soul, and some things that I've learned recently that have corrected me on things. And I've made some Facebook posts about this. I've made a number of other comments about this. But I want to make it clear with a video and with a podcast episode, just a short one here, that I've said in past podcasts, and I will say in future podcasts, because they're podcasts that I've recorded in the past but haven't been published yet, right? I've recorded 120 podcasts, and I've only published 42 of them, I think. So the next number, I'm going to be making this sort of an error. So I want you to be able to keep an eye out for it. Wow. I almost ran into a blue herring. It was just sitting in the middle of the road, just staring at me. And I stopped, or slowed down at least, and it just stared at me. And then it finally flew away. That was weird. Okay, anyway, there's this, not so much a misconception that I had, but I was unaware of other options that are condoned by the church. And this regards our human nature, but specifically regards the matter of our soul after death. And I have taken the view, and I still take this view, that the soul being the form of the body, as is proclaimed to us by the Council of Trent, as is defined for us by the Council of Vienne, not the Council of Trent, the Council of Vienne in 1311 AD, they defined that the soul is the form of the body. Now the question is what does the church mean by form? And that's where this debate kind of comes in. I've taken the idea, the more Aristotelian idea, that the form of the body would mean that our souls after death, it would mean that our person no longer exists until the bodily resurrection, and then our person would exist again. Now, in theology and philosophy, this is called the corruptionist view, that after our death, our person doesn't exist during that sort of interim period between the point of our death and the bodily resurrection at the end of time. Our soul would still exist, right? And I would argue that's because of a miracle of God, not because of anything natural per se in the soul. Now that particular facet of my belief is something that I haven't gotten clarification on yet as to whether that's allowed or not. As far as I know, nothing has been officially defined on that matter, so I think I'm safe in believing that. But if I'm corrected, if the magisterium has said something contrary to what I'm promoting here, then I will obviously step in line with the magisterium. I won't go against what the church said on that matter. I'll reform my views to that. So anyway, that's kind of the corruptionist view. And then there's also what's called, gosh, now I'm blanking on it, the survivalist view, which says that the human person does continue on even after the soul and the body have been separated. So the human person survives during that interim period. They're there up there in heaven in the beatific vision, and they're fully aware of everything that's going on. So like the corruptionist would say that we wouldn't have experience per se between our bodily death and the general resurrection. We wouldn't have experience per se because we don't have bodies to have experience through. Now it's not like soul sleep, which has been condemned by the church, where our soul like doesn't exist for that time. No, our soul exists in the corruptionist view, but like our person doesn't. And so we're not really able to experience per se because our whole person isn't there. And particularly because our bodies aren't there connected to us, right? Whereas the survivalists would say that yes, we will have experience in that interim period between the time that we die and the general resurrection. So I just want to make it clear that in this quick video that there are these two kind of camps, and this is actually just a discussion in Thomism mostly today. I'm not clear how it's laid out in the Franciscan school or other schools of thought within the Catholic Church, but I just want to make it clear that my view is not the only way that you need to ascribe to. Right, there's a multitude of views that you can take on this issue. So I just want to, again, just make that very, very clear to everybody. All right. Thanks, guys. I love you all. Thanks for your support. Feel free to support me on Patreon. Also, you can go on anchor.fm, click on the support button, support me there. Support me by your prayers. You can also find me on YouTube, Twitter at PZ Catechesis, Instagram at Catholicism in the Car, Facebook, I have a Facebook page, Catholicism in the Car. So feel free to look all those things up. Like, comment, subscribe, whatever's applicable. Love you guys. Have a good day.